one of Deakey's masterpieces. Another one bites the dust. Immortal. I think it's fair to say we had no idea what on earth he was doing when he started this.
No, I remember laying down the backing track with him, and he really wanted the drums as dry as they could possibly be. So I just stuffed it all with blankets and made it as dead as I possibly could, and very low tuned. But it's that thump.
Which was the antithesis of the way we thought we should record at the time, normally.
Never really liked that kind of thing. But this actually turned out, we weren't going to release this as a single, and I think it was Michael Jackson actually who actually suggested we release it as a single. Mm. I thought he was nuts, but...
Fantastic bit of work from Freddie, really. I mean, I remember Deakey having this idea, but Deakey doesn't sing, of course, so he was trying to suggest to Freddie how it should be, and Fred just went in there and hammered until his throat bled, making, you know, he really was inspired by it and took it to a new height, I think. And that fabulous rhythm guitar, which you'll hear again in a minute, is Deakey. This is not me. You know, the dirty stuff is me. But the spine of the guitar, that rhythmic stuff, is actually very hard to play. And in the Queen live shows, I've got to say, that's probably the hardest thing I have to do. There it goes again. I guess that's part of the strength of the band, that we had so many different influences, and this is a direction which Roger and I never would have gone unless we'd been kind of coerced. And it just turned out to be brilliant.